Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mr. Jackson, obviously, is at the sticks. He's a challenge. He's a challenge in all circumstances. He's doing a really nice job of spreading the ball around to a variety of people. His tight end tandem is special. Obviously, he and Mark Andrews have had a relationship. They're in the same draft class, and so we watch those guys grow together.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Mike Tomlin talking about Mr. Lamar Jackson.
I'm sorry, Mr. Jackson.
Woo-hoo. What's that?
Miss Jackson? Mr. Jackson? Miss Jackson? Outcast? No?
I am for real.
Oh,
never
I thought.
Meant to make you.
No.
I thought that was the Black Eyed Peas.
The what?
Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, they said something else.
I get Black Eyed Peas and Outcast confused.
How?
I just think they have similar music.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that's what he was going for, or do you think he was just being respectful to Mr. Jackson?
I think he was being respectful to Mr. Jackson.
But also making a reference.
Yes, maybe.
That went over my head.
No.
Are you for real?
Maybe I just was just reaching.
They were big in the early, mid-2000s, yes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Middle school. My middle school, whenever you were in elementary school.
But I remember listening to those bands a lot when I was in middle school, too. But I was always a little bit behind the times. Clearly, I'm way behind on this.
Well, they
one.
Started whenever I was in middle school, but they threw out a bunch of hits probably whenever you were. They still were throwing out hits whenever you were coming up in middle school as well. They started, though, whenever I was in middle school.
What's the biggest Outkast song?
Probably Miss Jackson.
What's the second biggest one?
I Like the Way You Move.
I Like the Way You Move. Oh, that is good. Oh, that'll get you going.
Yeah.
That'll get you going like a teen center at Mount Lebanon back in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night, shoot a little hoops, get your face painted. We were cool. We were cool. Wonder if they still do those. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. So I said yesterday that the Steelers, in my opinion, are better than the Ravens, that they are more well-rounded than the Ravens, their defense significantly better than the Ravens, their offense trending towards being a top 10 offense with Russell Wilson in the NFL. And I still think the Steelers are a better team, but I don't know that I respected the Ravens enough yesterday, because I don't think, just as an example, Doran, that when the Cavaliers beat the Golden State Warriors in the NBA Finals, that the Cavaliers were a better basketball team. They won the series. They had the best player. They had a LeBron James who is not going to be denied.
Right.
He's going to come back. He's going to block a shot. He's going to hit the big shots. He's LeBron freaking James. And sometimes when you've got a player of that caliber, it doesn't matter what else is going on. You can still have the better football team. And so I will make my first prediction of Steelers-Ravens week right now, Doran. I know that Lamar Jackson has historically not been good against Pittsburgh. 1-3, 4 touchdowns, no rushing touchdowns, 7 picks, 5 fumbles, a 60% completion percentage, a passer rating of 77, and he's been sacked 20 times. 20 times in those 4 games. This is going to be the Lamar Jackson game.
Uh-huh.
He is going to have his best career game against the Steelers this Sunday. He could have had it last time, but there was a bunch of drop passes, something we talked about yesterday, and then Kenny Pickett actually had the clutch touchdown to George Pickens down the sideline to win the game, and Lamar Jackson did throw an interception to Joey Porter Jr. I think this is the game where Lamar Jackson busts out against Pittsburgh, and I think if the Steelers are to win the game, it's going to come down on the offense answering score for score and probably having the ball last. I think that's how this one's decided, but I don't think we come away from this game going, wow, the Steelers did it to Lamar again. I think this is the best version of Lamar. He's got a quarterback rating of like 120. He is going to ball out on Sunday, and the Steelers are going to have their quarterback, their offense answer. That's my prediction.
Well, Crowley, if that is the case, the Steelers are not winning the football game. If he has his best game against the Steelers, which would be probably one of his best games or close to one of his best games that he has had all year, the Steelers ain't winning. Like you just said it. I mean, if you have that guy like LeBron did in the championships, if you have that guy, he's going to win the football game.
Well,
if he has a good football game.
I think the difference between that and this is your offense gets a say and he can't do nothing about it. Like, I think he's probably going to put up 31 points, something like that in this game. Can you score 35? To me, that's going to be the question. That would obliterate the over-under game total in this game. Like Vegas, I think, is looking at previous Steelers-Ravens matchups and thinking even though these offenses have both been very hot lately, the score is going to be down because it's a self-fulfilling prophecy between these two coaches. I think the Ravens' defense is so bad that if Lamar's not Superman, they don't win games. I think he's going to be Superman on Sunday, and you just have to hope that your offense can match wits against a terrible, horrific, bad Ravens secondary.
How do you feel about that happening? Like, how do you feel that the Steelers can measure up to doing such a tall task?
I think they're going to lose.
Well, I mean, I'm sensing that right now.
Yeah.
If you think that Lamar's going to be Superman and then the Steelers have to match point for point, that's I don't care what defense is out there. I don't care if it's a high school defense. It's still, sometimes the ball just doesn't bounce your way.
Right.
And it only takes one series.
If he's going to go and put up 35 points and sling it around, I think the Steelers probably lose 35-28 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that that would have me looking at the Steelers any different. It wouldn't, in fact. Like, this is a Goliath matchup here. But I do think the truly great players, you're not going to keep them down forever. Lamar Jackson's 1-3 against Pittsburgh. He's won 74% of his games against everybody else. Like, this dude wins 3 out of every 4 games he plays. I just think it's foolhardy to believe that the Steelers are going to shut this guy down over the course of his career.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, the greats are always going to get one. Just like the Steelers' defense is going back to the time, I mean, really forever, the Steelers have always had a great defense, save for every now and again. They got Tom Brady a couple of times, even though Tom Brady owned them. They got him in 2011. They got him with the Joe Hayden interception. Great defenses will eventually get you. Great players will eventually get you. I think Lamar's playing the best he's ever played, so it makes sense to me that this would be the game. And I think Vegas agrees with me. They've got the Ravens, even though I think they're not as good of a football team, as a 3.5-point favorite. Why? Because the Steelers don't have that guy. And nobody has that guy.
Mm-hmm.
He has a game this year with a perfect passer rating, and then he's got a game this year, Doran, with a 158.1 passer rating. Perfect is 158.3. What did he do to get docked 0.2 points? What did he do? Explain this to me. He's on a different level right now.
He hasn't been running the ball as much.
So that was the other thing I was going to say. I think the Steelers have always had a great plan against him running the football.
Right.
And Arthur Mollett, he's figured it out.
He has.
I think he's going to do most of his work throwing the ball on Sunday. I think he's going to do the things a lot of Steelers fans, probably not the majority, but he's going to do the thing a lot of Steelers fans think he can't do. I think he's going to dice them up on Sunday. I think the Steelers defense, while better than the 27 points allowed would make it seem on Sunday, I thought they had a pretty good game. They've also shown some cracks. And eventually, you're going to pay for that too. So I think you've got that working against the Steelers, and then I think you've got the dam has to break it sometime for Lamar Jackson against Pittsburgh, and that's why I think it's going to wind up that way on Sunday.
Well, you could look at it at the, in the other lens, too. Well, you said that there were some cracks on Sunday against the Commanders, right, that, mm-hmm. that Lamar Jackson can expose. But what also didn't happen where the dam could break on Sunday that maybe allowed some of those cracks. T.J. Watt didn't register a stat at all.
You're right.
So you got one of the best defensive players in the league, too, in that game, that eventually that dam is going to break. I mean, if you're going to want to sit back in the pocket and try to pick apart the Pittsburgh Steelers, and Lamar Jackson's done a great job doing that, Okay, you still got number 90 over there. And you know what? He knows what he didn't do the last game. He knows that they got the win. That's a happiest stat that you can have as a player. But he knows. He knows who's back there at quarterback, too. So it's going to be good. I mean, this is the back and forth that we're looking for this week.
You have the best offensive player going in football right now, and maybe just the best player in football, and Lamar Jackson against the best defensive player in football. And boy, I'm excited. This ain't the movie Click that makes me cry whenever I've watched it with Adam Sandler, where he just fast forwards through life. I never want to look ahead to something so much that I'm not living in the moment, especially with kids. Like, you want to embrace them. Yep. I would fast forward to 12:55 Sunday morning right now.
Me too.
Texters, a lot of them. Hey Ya, by far Outkast's biggest song.
Hey Ya.
Hey Ya.
I would say Miss Jackson, but Hey Ya would probably be second.
Texter, confusing Outkast and Black Eyed Peas is the whitest thing anyone has ever said. I guess so. Texter, Crowley, you're a bad Steelers fan. No, I just think I'm a realistic one.
You are making great points.
Thank you.
But, I mean, great points need to be countered at some at times.
Which you've done.
And, I mean, T.J. Watt, like, I you know, if that is their method to make him a pocket passer, which it should be because he's done a fantastic job doing that this year, you got to wonder if T.J. Watt is going to have one of those games. You've been waiting.
Again, dam breaking.
Mm-hmm.
It's fascinating.
Yep.
And I do hope that these are two great coaches. I just hope they don't Raven Steelers this one up. Like, I don't want it to be 17-10.
Like, drag it in the mud.
Yeah. I don't need that.
Well, I know what you would do. I don't think that it would. I think that it's about exposing weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
And that's every game, right? The reason why that the Steelers and Mike Tomlin has dragged teams in the mud at times is because they knew that that was a strength of theirs.
They had to
take away a weakness.
Yeah.
I don't think that that's the method in this game. There's a clear weakness that you have to attack if you're the Steelers, and that is the defense of the Ravens, especially the pass defense.
I bring this game up a lot, and this is what Tomlin used to be like with Ben Roethlisberger. They always wanted, and they always trusted their defense, and they always wanted to fundamentally win with defense, defensive head coach. But when Ben threw the 6 touchdowns in back-to-back weeks against Baltimore and Indianapolis, they were playing Andrew Luck and the Colts. And Mike Tomlin after the game, and I'm paraphrasing, said something along the lines of, because they put up 51, we just thought coming into the week we were going to have to score and score and keep scoring. That's how Tomlin operated under Ben when he didn't think the defense could get the job done. And he has a ton of faith in this defense, to be sure, no question about it, but you also have to be realistic. And you're going to have to put up points to win this game. It ain't going to be 20-17.
No.
Probably ain't going to be 24-21.
No.
And I can't wait. Because we don't usually see Steelers-Ravens games look like this. And I hope that it organically allows itself to get to a place that we don't usually see. 412-928-9370. Texter, I'm already doing push-ups and listening to Rocky music for Sunday.
Let's go.
Put on the sweatsuit, run around in slow motion, exercise, mm-hmm. sweat flying off you. Oh, yeah.
Pull-ups.
Great cardio jumping rope.
It is.
I'm not good at it.
No.
I don't have a great vert.
Vert?
You know, vertical.
You don't need a vert for jumping rope. You need rhythm.
I don't have that. You think I got rhythm? I don't know the difference between Outkast and Black Eyed Peas. You think I got rhythm over here? Fan Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. TrustPJ.com. Is this finally the game where Lamar Jackson gets over on the Steelers? You can vote at @_AdamCrowley. Again, PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. TrustPJ.com. I got more Lamar Jackson questions for you. Mr. Jackson, questions for you coming up next. What?
No,
what?
Nothing. No, nothing.
Texter, no one wants to hear you brag about Lamar Jackson. If you don't support us, just leave already. It's disgusting. What? What do you think this is?
Bragging about Lamar Jackson. You're just being honest. I mean, come on. The guy's going to be MVP again.
So if I thought, if Peyton Manning were coming up in here at the height of his powers, I was like, I think Peyton Manning's going to have a good game. What, I should get kicked off the radio? Oh, that Tom Brady guy's pretty good.
Now people want you to be homers, huh? Homer.
Well, the only hot takey element of this, I guess, is that it's never happened before. But you've got a 2-time MVP coming in here, and my take is I think he's going to play well. Whoa!
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Tomlin's got a lot of respect for Lamar Jackson. So does this show. Lamar has not played well against the Steelers. That's no secret, but I think this is finally the week he gets over on Pittsburgh. Just too good to be this bad against any team, and especially a game that you circle on the schedule. What say you? 412-928-9370. People are mad, and we'll talk to you on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. If the Ravens are the Steelers' biggest rival, would you say that Adrian is mine?
Yes.
He is on the line right now. Good morning, Adrian.
Hey, man. Good morning.
How you doing? You feeling good? Healthy? Everything all right?
Yeah, I'm good. Good. I'm ready to roll.
All right, what you got, buddy?
And if you went to the game, you'll be safe because nobody messes with me. I know everybody don't like you, so you'll be good, and nobody bothers me. So.
You worried about Lamar?
No. He literally, there's only one player in the league more overrated than him, and that's Josh Allen.
Man, why do you say that?
He's never done anything. Last year's MVP was a joke. The MVP voting is a joke. All they do is give it to the quarterback who has the best record in the regular season. It's a joke. It's not real. He earned the first one, yes. Last year his numbers were pedestrian. Like, he's not that guy.
You know they're not pedestrian now, right? Got a quarterback rating of 120.
Absolutely, and he's still the 5th best quarterback in the league.
So that's where I wanted to go. That's where I wanted to go, and I appreciate your call, as we always do, Adrian. Be good. 412-928-9370. The only quarterback I think I'd take over him, Doran, is Mahomes.
Me too.
So he'd be 2 for you.
2. And you know why, because I say it all the time. He is the – actually, I would take Mahomes because he wins, like, clearly. But to win maybe one game where against a team – that I haven't played or hasn't seen, my team doesn't have anything, I'd take Lamar because he's so hard to prepare for.
Well, that has been true his entire career. Like
that's why.
He eats up NFC teams and spits them out.
Right.
I mean, he is great against them because there is no familiarity. So, like, if they got to the Super Bowl, this is weird, but we're going to this place. If they got to the Super Bowl, I think Detroit's a way better football team. But I don't think they'd be able to stop Lamar at all.
Mm-mm.
At all. Yeah, I would take Lamar. People talk about Joe Burrow and the fabulous season he's having. They're 4-6, and their defense is better than Baltimore's. Baltimore's sitting here at 7-3 with the worst pass defense in the NFL. They are winning right now because of him. Like, regardless of whether or not the Ravens win the division, he should still be the MVP. They could be a wild card team. And for me, he's the MVP because he is dragging a historically bad, almost 300 yards allowed per game pass defense to a 70% win percentage right now.
Yeah.
Like, he's unbelievable, and he's incredibly difficult to prepare for. And a lot of people are tossing around, he's never won a Super Bowl. He's never got to a Super Bowl. Joe Burrow got to a Super Bowl. He's 27 years old. We write the obituaries. Why did I added like three extra syllables there. We write the obituaries on dudes' careers before their careers finished.
Right.
Oh, Alexander Ovechkin, he can't win the big one. Never won a Stanley Cup till he does, and then people just go on talking about him like they hadn't just been kicking the hell out of his career for the last 9 years. So give him time. He's 27.
What other five quarterbacks are better than him? You know, what Adrian said. He said he's about top five, fifth best. He said he's fifth best quarterback. What four quarterbacks are better?
I can't do it. But
I mean, I think he's better than Allen.
Right, so he says that Lamar Jackson is overrated and the only player more overrated than him is Josh Allen. So is Josh Allen not in the top five?
Right.
If Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson aren't in your top five, I am dying to know who is.
Me too.
Now, I did also say yesterday that with marbles on the line in a playoff game, I might take Russell Wilson over Lamar Jackson. But I also am a big believer in small and big sample sizes. And if you have won 75%, which he has, of his regular season career games in an 87-game sample size, I think that that eventually means you win a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I just do. Maybe he won't. If he doesn't, I'll be happy. I don't want to see the Ravens win the Super Bowl. But I think he's too good. John Ledger, who's a big-time NFL draft analyst who's from this area, he quote-tweeted my Lamar Jackson tweet and take and said, should be noted, Lamar was amazing as the Steelers last year, but was the victim of a whole bunch of drops. That's part of my reasoning in this, as I stated in the last segment. Like, I don't think Lamar was bad at all last year, and his receivers let him down.
Right.
So, he was good. It shows me he can be good again, and he's playing better now than ever. 412-928-9370. I guess I would go Mahomes, Jackson, Allen, Burrow, Kyler Murray. I'm kidding about Kyler, but he's playing well.
I was about to say.
Texter, did I wake up in Baltimore? WTF, are we talking so much about Lamar so much? Well, A, redundant. B, they're playing the Ravens this week.
And Lamar Jackson has been playing out of his mind.
Mm-hmm. Someone texts in, I'm not losing sleep over Lamar Jackson. I am losing sleep over Derrick Henry. Well, I think that's helped unlock him. I think you can actually reasonably make an argument that Derrick Henry's the MVP of the league because Lamar...
No doubt.
Yeah, Lamar's playing the best of his career, and it's no accident. It's whenever you put that moose next to him.
Derrick Henry has had a touchdown in every game. Derrick Henry has what? I mean, almost 1,000 yards?
Do you agree with me that if the Steelers win, it has to be putting up mid-30s? Something like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to take advantage of the defense.
Yeah.
Of their defense. You have to score. And I think that the Steelers know that. I think that last week was a nice little primer for this game.
They kind of played the Ravens light.
Exactly.
DMV area. Mm-hmm.
I think this whole season by the Steelers has been set up to take out the Ravens.
I think that's why, and you were
every game.
You were eloquent on this topic weeks ago that, hey, the bye's coming up. You got two games against not great opponents in the New York teams, and then you've got Washington and then the Ravens, and you need to know if you can throw the ball before you play Baltimore because this whole ground and pound Justin Fields thing, it might have got you to 4-2. It sure as bleep ain't getting you over the hump against the Baltimore Ravens and that rush defense they got.
And look how they've been playing the athletic running quarterbacks that they played this year. They've shut them absolutely down on purpose. I'm telling you, this whole season is like, we have one goal in mind. If we get that goal accomplished, we'll be fine. And that is beating the Ravens and Lamar Jackson.
Yes. They're top dogs, Doran.
Top dog law.
Coming up next, we have 8 million phone calls, including Adrian, who's trying to get back in again. We ain't putting you on twice, Adrian. I know we buried the hatchet. There was olive branches extended. You ain't getting on twice. But I have a Lamar question that I have not heard asked on the radio at any point, and I'm going to ask you. Let's hop in a time machine, Doran. Let's go back to 2018. Lamar Jackson gets drafted at the end of the first round by the Baltimore Ravens. Do you happen to know the next quarterback drafted in that draft?
Say that again.
Lamar Jackson drafted in 2018. No quarterbacks were drafted after him for a good long while. Do you know who the next one was? Would you like
Dak Prescott?
No. I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Mason Rudolph.
I think I knew that.
Dang it. And so here's the question. Because the Steelers, obviously, as Mike Tomlin talked about yesterday, they showed interest in Jackson, and Tomlin went out to eat with him and all that fun jazz. They were in the market for a quarterback. Of course they were. They drafted one. If Lamar had been drafted by the Steelers, and everything else played out the way that it's played out. So Ben's elbow falls off in 2019. The backup quarterback wouldn't have been Duck. It wouldn't have been Rudolph. It would have been Lamar Jackson. Would he be having the same career if he started his career here?
No.
I don't think he'd have been as good either.
Because Randy Fichtner was the offensive coordinator, right? And I don't think he would have known what to do or just push all the chips into running a Lamar Jackson surrounded offense.
Totally with you. I think Lamar would still be an elite player. I don't know that he would be what he is. And this is a guy who I've just spent the last half hour complimenting Lamar Jackson, as have you. We both understand how good he is. He would have been great. He'd have won a lot of games that year. He'd have won a lot of games as a Pittsburgh Steeler. They would not have used him the way that Baltimore did. But I have so much faith in his ability that I think he'd have been great regardless.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know if he'd be going on three MVPs.
No.
Also, Ben was ticked that they took Rudolph. Can you imagine how he would have dealt with a guy that would have been the most talented guy at the time on the roster?
Well, Flacco was still there, right?
Yeah.
And was he upset? I feel like
I don't remember how that went, apart from I was in Baltimore for a Steelers game. Steelers beat the Ravens. Got to 7-2-1. The Ravens dropped to 4-5. Division seemed all but locked up. Steelers went 2-4 the rest of the way. The Ravens didn't lose. That was the final game of the Flacco era.
Mm-hmm.
They actually threw a pass to Lamar Jackson in the end zone in that game. And then it all changed.
Mm-hmm.
And then they changed their entire offense.
Yep.
Which I don't think that would have happened here. That would not have happened. If Arthur Smith had been the offensive coordinator, I think they would have come a lot closer to it, but it was Randy Fichtner.
Yeah, no way.
Wouldn't have happened that way. Yeah, I heard Starkey bring up that draft because Tomlin had talked about it, and it just got me to thinking how different history would have been. They had a chance to take him in the first round, too. I mean, they weren't going to do that because they still had Ben, and Ben was still playing well, but they had their eyes on quarterback regardless. They took Terrell Edmonds before him.
Yeesh.
Mm-hmm. The Ravens passed up on him once, too. They took Hayden Hurst, 25th overall. So, hey, they kind of screwed up a little bit. Knowing what you know now, he should have been the number one player taken in the draft. But that was Baker. And then Sam Darnold went third. And then Josh Rosen went 10th. Josh Allen, 7th.
Then Josh Allen.
Josh Allen was 7th. Just before.
17th? 7th?
7th, yeah. Josh Allen was 7th. Josh Rosen, 10th. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows what the hell they're doing. You're guessing. Educated, but you're guessing. 412-928-9370, one of our favorite callers, Newman from Monongahela. Hi, Newman.
Good morning, gentlemen. Kind of agree with you on most everything that you've said, but you really haven't touched enough on Watt. I think the Steelers need to scheme something to get him loose, just like they schemed something to shut him down.
Yeah, Doran was touching on that in the last segment.
Yeah.
Like, this is where you do need Superman Watt. Like, I see Watt is still minus 200 to be the defensive player of the year, but he doesn't have the counting stats that he's had in years past. I thought it was a really unselfish game, as we've discussed, against Washington. But, yeah, if you're going to slow down this guy, this offense, Henry, and Lamar, You need Watt's fingerprints to be all over this
thing. Mm-hmm.
And he's not going to have his partner in crime, Alex Highsmith.
Maybe he has a new one.
Preston Smith.
Yes.
That guy's built for this.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. He'll get majority of the reps at that position, and I think that Herbig will come in on special downs and things of that.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
If, oh my gosh, Preston Smith and Derrick Henry meet in the hole, it's going to like create a black hole or
mm-hmm.
something.
Mm-hmm.
The whole universe will Earthquake. Get sucked into that thing. Like Bane's out there on the field. Rocky and Blawnox. Hi, Rocky.
Hey, good morning, Doran. How are you?
Good morning.
Adam, you're on my list, pal.
What did I do?
Well, I don't know if you remember. I called in a couple weeks ago. I was the unsanctioned caddy up at North Park.
Oh, my man.
Yeah. Yeah, well, guess what? Johnny Law was there when I got there. I don't know if you dropped a dime or what, but I'm going to save you all the story, but I can't go on any county property for the next year. So I want to thank you for that.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
What?
Yeah. Anyway, change of business model. I'm at Giant Eagles now selling the buggies. The buggies for a quarter. I got the Audi business model.
Did you get fired from your job?
Yeah, because of you, pal.
What did I do?
It wasn't really a job per se. I mean, I did it under the table.
Oh, that's right. You were doing it under the table, and you talked about it on the radio, and I asked where you were doing. I did cost you your job.
Yeah, you did. My kids are hungry, and I got a parakeet that hasn't eaten in 3 weeks. Anyway.
You could always feed the kids the parakeet, Rocky.
Okay, food chain. So I'm at Aldi's. You know, I was at Aldi's the other day. I'm like, what can I do at Giant Eagle that they're not doing already? 25 cents, I get people their buggies. I wipe it down. I check the alignment on the wheel. You know how you get the wobbly one every once in a while?
Sure.
I'm making a killing. I'm making 10 times more. Anyway, Lamar Jackson, he's the NFL version of Paul Valbure. You guys remember him?
Yes.
Yeah, regular season, just phenomenal. Any big game, any playoff, just doesn't do it. I mean, Lamar Jackson, I don't think he's married to a full house cast member, but, you know, I think DJ Tanner, right? Was Paul Bell married to her?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a pull.
Throwing a little knowledge at you this morning, pal. Hey, you're still on my list. Doran, you're my man. You need to get top billing on this show. How can we make that happen? You get this top dog law guy?
Thanks for the call, Rocky. All the best.
I will say this. I don't think that he's the equivalent of Paul Bure. What? How do you say it? Bure?
Mm-hmm.
Bure, right? Because he has run into, you know, an unstoppable force, which is Patrick Mahomes.
It's tough to measure anybody against the all-time great.
Like, right.
Like, would Ben have more Super Bowls without Brady? Would Peyton Manning for darn sure? So sometimes you're just not as good as the best.
I mean, wasn't Brady hurt in 2008?
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Matt Cassel.
You think I really cost that guy his under-the-table caddying job?
Probably. What happened? Was I not here?
You must not have been
No.
here. Yeah, he said that he was going and caddying under the table at a local golf course, and they weren't paying him. But he would go and do it on his own, and he would walk up to dudes who were showing up saying, hey, you want to caddy today? And they would say, yeah, and then he would go out and caddy. I kind of blame him for calling us and kind
saying
of
that.
Yeah, doing that. By the way, Burrow had 70 points in 64 career playoff games. It's not like the guy was a playoff choke artist. And it's also different when you're going to play 20 minutes a night versus Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson, where you are the principal reason why your team wins or loses on a given Sunday. But I should say nothing more about that previous caller's points because I don't want him to come shiv me or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't want to be
good. Like it. I thought he was serious. I mean, I thought he was like, you know.
The parakeet makes me think he's putting us on,
mm-hmm.
but I don't want to go and pick up a rotisserie chicken at Giant Eagle this weekend and have him hit me over the head with one of those carts.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
All right. We can take a few more of your calls at 412-928-9370. Do you think Lamar would have still been Lamar if the Steelers drafted him instead of Mason Rudolph? You can talk to us about that, among other things. And then we got Ray Fittipaldo at the top of the hour. Bad clock management, 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. I think it's important to note that Candace Cameron, who was in Full House.
DJ.
DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Married Valerie Bure. So the brother of Pavel Bure.
Oh.
They got married in 1996, and I am happy to report three children and still married today.
1996? I mean, she ain't that much older than me. Like, how old was she? I mean, she was still making Full House then.
No, that was a year after the show ended.
Oh, thanks, Callis.
Man, Callis knows a lot about Full House.
I loved Full House as a kid. It was always on Nick at Night.
It was always on Nick at Night.
It always was.
I mean, she could have been nothing but 21, though.
Yeah, 20. She was young.
Wow. She had to have been young. Yeah. I think that was part of it.
What?
Well, when was she born? Let's figure this. We could reverse engineer it that way.
I bet you she was born like 77.
76. So she's 48, which would have put her at, oh God.
Ooh, 21?
Yeah. Right?
Oh, 19.
Oh, no.
20 exactly. Math.
I know, that's so bad. Congratulations to them, though, for being a celebrity couple that stuck it out, that was able to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Married in 96. Three kids. Good for them.
I think she refuses to kiss in her like Hallmark movies or something in respect to her husband. So.
Really?
I think I did hear that.
So she just like canoodles in the Hallmark movies.
Yeah.
Where has she like done anything double. Big since Full House, or has it been all like Hallmark stuff?
Fuller House.
That's right. Was that good?
I heard it was good. I watched like one episode.
I can't believe Bob Saget left us.
I know. That's a shame.
At the end of every episode, it'd be like 23 minutes into that bad boy, the music would start, and he would give the best advice ever. America's dad,
yep.
Bob Saget, Danny Tanner. Is he the best of all the TV dads?
I don't know if he's the best.
I would put Phil Dunphy of Modern Family right up there at the top of the list.
I'd put Uncle Phil.
Yes.
He was a judge. He had power.
But he wasn't the dad.
He was the dad to Carlton.
Okay.
And Hillary. And Ashley.
Okay, he was a dad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And really a father figure to
Carl Winslow.
Mm-hmm.
Family Matters.
Yep.
He was a dad. He had power.
How about a cop. How about Huxtable? Are we not doing Cosby?
He would have been number one.
Huxtable, a great dad, bad guy in real life, turns out.
Yeah, he would have been number one probably.
Yeah. But you kind of have to.
Yeah. He's gone.
Kick him out of the power rankings.
Yeah.
Fan weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here, the Chevy Red Tag event, now through December 2nd. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 56.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.